Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. The Lord God asked, "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman whom you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." This account of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden has a very contemporary ring to it. Blaming others is as much a way of life in today's world as it was for Adam long ago. He knew he had done wrong because he had eaten the forbidden fruit, but he was desperate to wriggle out of the situation and to dump the blame on Eve. However, he went even further than that, suggesting that God bore some responsibility because he had given Eve to him. We all know the temptation to blame others. Our parents, our children, our teachers, our employers, and the governments under which we have lived were all far from perfect, and so we generously heap the blame on them. But that isn't good enough, and we know it. We need to take responsibility and ensure that, although we are certainly not the only guilty party, we must accept responsibility and own up to the fact that we have done wrong. I've known people who continually blamed others. This is so sad. Their attitude not only made their own lives miserable, but spread misery to those around them. Others may indeed be to blame, but if we only draw attention to their failures, we'll get a completely distorted understanding of them. May God help us to be generous, loving, and forgiving when we see the faults of others, recognizing our own shortcomings. Dumping the blame on other people might feel satisfying for a short while, but it offers a miserable way of life. Now let me ask you a question. Think of someone whom you're inclined to blame. What would be the better way of responding to them? Let me pray with you. Lord, forgive us that we're often tempted to blame others when things go wrong. Help us to take responsibility for our failings and to show more patience and forgiveness when others do wrong. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.